Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Dalet, the last line on page 266. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Haroe Mokom Shenase Neis Liyachid Einu Mavarech. If you see a place where a miracle happened to an individual, do not make a bracha. So if you see a place where a miracle happened to someone, you don't make a bracha. But if you are the one who the miracle happened to, then you make a bracha of sha'asa lineis b'makom hazeh. V'chol yotze yurecho gam kein mevarechin sha'asa neis lo'ovi b'makom hazeh. Not only the one that had the miracle happen to him makes this bracha, but even the ones who come out of him, his children, as we'll see, will also make the bracha of sha'asa neis lo'ovi b'makom hazeh. So the Mishnah Berurah begins on the top of Kuf Lamed Daled, the second line, Tzikotan Yud Daled, Shenasa neis liyachid. So again, the Mechaber started off and said, when you see a place where a miracle happened to an individual, you don't make a bracha. Ukfar mevur b'sebeiz, we already explained in sebeiz, the kol zman shalonasa neis l'rov Yisrael, ki yochid dayninen lei. So long that the miracle did not happen to the majority of Klal Yisrael, it's considered that it happened only to a yochid, and you do not make a bracha unless you are the one the miracle happened to. Sivkotan tezvov. Aval hu atzmo, hainu, kishechozer umagia shom achar shekara lo hanes. When you go back to the place where the miracle happened, you make a bracha. Umipam harishona ve'eloch einu mevarach shemagia shom. But from the first time that you make the bracha going forward, you will not make another bracha when you reach that place. El imkein avru shloshim yom mibracha rishona, until 30 days have passed from your first bracha, uke b'sev gimel, like we saw in Sev Gimel. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Ozvav, he writes, and that which Mishnah Berurah says, that when you go back to the place where the miracle happened, you make a bracha. The bishas neis gufa ein tzarech levarech birchas sha'asa nisim. So you only make this bracha that the Mechaber is bringing down, sha'asa lineis, when you go back to the place where the miracle happened at a later date, not when the miracle actually happened. When the miracle itself happened, you don't make that bracha. The lo niskana baze elo birchas agomel. For when the nes actually happens, then you say birchas agomel. Like we'll see in the next siman. The chen mavur b'shidim mekubetzes. The pam rishon mikri keshechozer umagia shom achar shekara lo hanes. So the first time you're there is considered the first time you return to the place after the miracle happened. When the miracle happens, you could say birchas agomel. When you return the next time, then you make the bracha of sha'asa lineis b'makom hazeh. Now, if you do look at note number 10, he points out, v'af b'pam harishona shemagia l'sham mevur b'shulchan aruch harav. Shulchan aruch says that when we talk about the first time you go there, she'ein mevarech el achar shloshim yom mizman hanes. Shulchan aruch harav says that you don't make the bracha for the return unless it was 30 days after the nes happened. The Mishnah Berurah sounds not that way. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Aval hu atzmo tzivkatan tezvav, haynu kishechozer umagia sham achas shekar lo nes." When you return to the place, you make a bracha. He doesn't say a time limit, and then he says, "Mipam harishona ve'eloch einu mevarcha shemagia sham elam kein over shloshim yom." So from the first bracha, then the Mishnah Berurah says you need 30 days. But from the nes till the first bracha, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say you need 30 days. In note number 10, it's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav that does say that you also need 30 days from the time the nes happened until you make the bracha the first time. Sivkaten tezayin v'chol yotze yirecho, not only does the person who the nes happened to make the bracha when he reaches that place, but his children also. So ayin bel yirabba shechriya, looking at yirabba that he decided, dibno uben beno tzrichim levarich, that a son and a grandson need to make the bracha, bein shel nodu kodem shekara hanes, whether they were born before the nes happened, or bein shel nodu lachar mikim. It doesn't matter when they were born, if you're a child or a grandchild, you make the bracha either way. Mishum kavod aviyem. Even if you were born before, so you were not saved by the nes, you were already alive, so it didn't help you. But for the kavod of your father or grandfather, you would make the bracha either way. Umineched ve'elach, but from the grandchild and onward, ein mevarchin elu imkein nodu avoseyem achar shekara hanes laviyem harishom. Tebazehim shutofim kulam ba'osu hanes. But from the next generation going forward, you only make the bracha if your grandfather was born after the nes. Because then, no matter how many generations later, you're only alive because your great-grandfather was saved. Because your grandfather was only born after the Nes, then you make a bracha. But if your grandfather was alive before the Nes happened to the great-grandfather, then you would not make a bracha because you would have been alive anyway. And the kavod of the great-great-grandfather, the great-grandfather, is not strong. And therefore, you would not make a bracha unless you were actually saved or you came to life because your great-grandfather was saved. So that's the chiluk between the son and the grandson versus the great-grandson. The son and the grandson make the bracha either way, because even if they weren't saved through that miracle, but it's a covet of their father or grandfather. Once you get to the next generation as a great-grandfather, you would only make the bracha if your grandfather was born after the miracle happened, so you are only alive because of the miracle, then you'll make the bracha. But if your grandfather was alive before the miracle to your great-grandfather, then you would not make the bracha. Sivkatan yud zayin sha'asa neis la'avi. The bracha of the son makes is sha'asa neis la'avi. Zekoi al ben. Obviously, this bracha is going on the son. Umi ben ha-ben ve'elah. But from the grandson and onward, yivarech sha'asa neis la'avosai. Then the bracha you make is sha'asa neis la'avosai. O la'avi abu, or to my grandfather. The sha'atziran os yud brings from the ra'ah, or the kobo that you say, Lizakeni. So it's different. Your soul is exactly what the bracha is when you're making it on the nes that happened to your grandfather. The mechaber continues in Sivhei. We're on page Kufla Medalud. Misha nasu lo nisim harbe. One who had a lot of miracles happen to him. Behagio laechan mikola makomo shenasu lo nes. When he reaches one of the places where the miracles happened, tzaruch lahaskir kol she'ar hamakomos. He has to mention not only the place that he's in where the miracle happened, but all the other places as well. V'yichlo kulam bebracha achas. And he joins them all together in one bracha. So if a person had a miracle happen to him in three different places, he goes to one place, he makes the bracha for that place, and he also throws in the other places as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kol shar mekomos. He also must mention the other places. Zehu dafka b'yochid. This is specifically by an individual. Aval b'nisei rabbim, but a miracle that happened to the rabbim. Shemuchuyav kol echa lahaskir levarich, where everyone has to say the bracha. Kishamagia lamakam anes, when you come to the place of the nes, ain't sarach lahaskir kol makamu shenasa behem nisim liyisrael. Like we learned yesterday, if you go to a place where they cross the Yam, so if you make a bracha on that place, you don't have to mention every nes that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. This idea in Sivhei is only if you personally had miracles in different places, so when you make the bracha in one place, you throw in and you mention other places. And even by an individual himself, the Magen Avram writes, Didavko hu ba'atzmo. Dafka, the person who the miracles happen to, he mentions the other places in his bracha. Aval b'no eino mukhuya lahaskir kol anishtem shenasu lo'aviv. But a son, who we just learned before in the last sif, makes a bracha on the miracle that happened to his father in this place, he will not have to throw in to his bracha the other places that his father had miracles happening to him. So it's only the person himself. Sivkotan yutes, v'yichlo kulam. You throw in all the other places. V'tzarech lahaskir mitchilo mokum sha'omid bo. The first place you mention is the place that you are standing. V'achar kach yaskir shari mekomos. And then you mention other places. V'da, you should know. Sha'afsha kolal shari nisim. Even though in the bracha in place A, you threw in the place B and place C, we had other nisim as well. Mikomokom epoga achakach hamokom shenasu lo shari nisim. If you then went to place B or place C, mevarech oda pama filibo bayom. You would make another bracha even that day. So I go to place A where I had a miracle that happened to me, and in place A I mention place B and place C where other miracles happened to me. Now I go the same day to place B, I make another bracha for place B as the ikker. Now there's an interesting sharatzion over here in Yudalid. We'll start in the second line. He writes, Achin, afal pikein misafkuli, slaiva safik, in the pama sheni tsar gamkein lichlo nesarishon, shekvar derech olav hayom b'shem malchus. So I went to place A, I made a bracha in place A, I threw in B and C. Now I go to place B, so I have to mention B, make the bracha on B. Do I also have to throw in A, where I already made the bracha on A, b'shem malchus? V'nirid de'enk peda, says the Chavetz Chaim, it appears that there's no akpada, and you could throw in A again. The ha'alko ponim ein mevarach levatala. L'maisa, you're not making a separate bracha for place A again. Elakolo bachrona, you're just throwing it in to the bracha that you're making on B, and therefore, even though you made it on A and you threw in B, now that you're in B in the same day, you could also throw in A, and he says that, l'chora, would not be a problem. I'd like to read the Biralocha de Ramaska Vachol Yotze Yerecho. This is going back on Siv Dalad. We said that the offspring, the children of the one who had the miracle happen to him, also makes a bracha when he reaches that place of Sha'osa Nes La'ovi B'makom Hazeh. Says the Biralocha, Poshet Im Nase Nes Li'imo O La'im Imo. The Mechaber is discussing a father and a grandfather. Zaktachav Eschaim is Poshet. If the miracle happened to one's mother, or one's mother's mother, Gamkein Mevaruch Sha'osa Nes Li'imi, he also would say a bracha on a miracle that happened to his mother, O La'im Imi, or to his grandmother. Gamze Poshet, also the following is obvious. Dezulas Yotze Yerecho, besides his offspring, Ein Shum Echad Rashai Levarech Anes Teidach. No one else can make a bracha on a miracle that happened to someone else. Vafilu Balal Ishto. Even a husband can't make a bracha on a miracle that happened to his wife. O Isha Baila, or a wife on a miracle that happened to her husband. V'ayin b'simen reish yutes l'in agomel. We'll see in the next simen about brachas agomel. V'chein ein av rashai levarich anes b'no. A child makes a bracha on the nes of his father. The father doesn't make a bracha on the nes of his son. V'chein kasav abudraham lehedya ayin sham b'chos brachos. Really, that's pashit. The husband, wife, the father and the son is pashit. There's two reasons you'd make a bracha on your father's miracle. Either because you're only alive because the miracle happened, in which case, that's not true by a husband-wife relationship, and it's not true of a father on a miracle of a son. It's only a son that was born after the father was saved, so he's only alive because his father was saved. That only applies a son to a father. The other reason is because of covet. It's covet of it, like we saw. So a son has to be mechavet his father, a father not his son. And even a husband and wife, I guess that aspect of covet is not the same as the kibud av that one has. Of course, one has to be mechavet his wife, a wife has to be mechavet the husband, but maybe it's not on that level of kibud av v'aim that a child has to a parent. Maybe. Says the mechaber Viter. We are now in Siv Vav. Al neshel rabo. A miracle happened to one's Rebbe. Tzarech levarech kishem shu mevarech al neshel aviv. The same way a son makes a miracle on a place where the nes happened to his father, a Talmud will make a bracha on a nes when he gets to a place where a nes happened to his Rebbe. The Ramah says, Yesh omrim dehu adin em roe ha'odem shenase lo anes. Here the Ramah throws in a new concept. All we've been discussing in this siman is you get to a place where a miracle happened to you, to Klal Yisrael, to your father, to your Rebbe, you make a bracha. We never mentioned seeing a person that had a miracle happen to him. The Ramah says, Yesh omrim dehu adinim roe ha'odom, shenase lo anes. If you see the person that a miracle happened to, mevarech alav, you make a bracha on seeing him, kemoshe mevarech ala mokum shenase bo anes. The same way you'll make a bracha on the place where the miracle happened to your father, if you see your father, you'll also make a bracha on the nes that happened to your father when you see your father, even if you don't see the place. That is the Abu Draham, that is an Eretz Chiddush, as we will see shortly in the Mishabura and the Sharatzion. The Mishabura writes in Sekhatun Chav, Tzarech Levarich, Vinus Chaso, the Nusa for the Rebbe is, Baruch Sha'osa Nes L'Rabbi B'Mokom Hazeh. So the same way you say, Sha'osa Neis la'avi, you say over here, Sha'asha Neis la'rabi mokom hazeh, umaybi b'rabo muvok. This is talking about a Rebbe muvok, that one learned rov of his Torah from this person. Upashet the dafka hu, and it is obvious that it's dafka, the Talmud, that will make the bracha on the miracle that happened to the Rebbe. Aval bonav einam b'chuyovim b'chvod rabo v'einam v'ruchin aniso. But the student's children don't have to make a bracha on the miracle that happened to their father's Rebbe. They don't have a concept of covered rabbo for their father's Rebbe, and therefore the Talmud makes the bracha, but the Talmud's children will not make the bracha. They could have a karas hatov to the father's Rebbe, but they don't make a bracha on the nes that happened to the father's Rebbe. Now we go to the Ramah that said that not only you make a bracha when you see the place that the miracle happened, but even on the person that the miracle happened to. But says the Mishabura, you only make a bracha on seeing the person when it's the type of person that you would make a bracha if you get to the place where the miracle happened. Like a father or Rebbe, like we're discussing tonight. Or an Adam Mesuyam, a very specific person, like we'll discuss in Meretz Hashem in the next year. Ulafiza, according to this, Kol Shloshim Shalorol Oso Haish. All 30 days that you didn't see this person, Kishapogeya Bo Achaka Chayv Lavarach. If you don't see him for 30 days, and now you see him 30 days later, you would make a bracha. Venusach HaBracha is as follows, Baruch Ata, Sha'osa Neis La'avi Ola Rabbi. The bracha is that you made a neis for my father and my Rebbe. You're not talking about the place, because you don't see the place, you only see the person. That's the bracha. And as we'll see in the next sif, by an adam mesuyim, there the bracha is, sha'at sa neis la'adam hazeh. O baruch sha'asa l'cha neis. Now there is a very interesting sharat zion I'd like to point out over here, and that is an os yud zayin. It's very lengthy, but I'd like to read the last four or five lines. So if you look five lines up at the end, he says, the hochachas Abudraham. This Ramah is the Abudraham. He's the source of this din, as we saw quoted by after the Ramah. That you make a bracha not only on the place, but also on the person. Hochachas Abudraham, his raya is Bal Din Zeh, the author of this din, who mimai di alfinan b'shas miYisro. The Gemara learns out from Yisro. The Yisro harei lo ra es ma'abros hayam. Yisro made a bracha, Baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem, Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Paro. So Yisro made a bracha on the next happened to Klal Yisrael. He was not there when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf. He did not see the miracle in the place where it was. He only saw the people. So that is the raya of the Abudraham, V'al korchach d'ri'iyas ha'odom. Therefore, you have to say the seeing of the person, shekora lo hanes, that the nes happened to, choshev kimekom hanes. That's just like the place of the nes. The raya is from Yisro. Ochein ha'eshkol hiksha gam kein mehaydi Yisro, v'tiris bo v'nachir. However, they say for Eshkol, ask Akasha, from Yisro, he didn't see the place, and he answers differently. V'chein tiris ha'marsha ayin sham b'resh perak ha'roeh. So the Marsha answers, the Mishnah says you only make a bracha when you see a place where the miracle happened, and Yisro made a bracha, he didn't see the place. So the Abu Dram says he saw the people, it's a raya, they make a bracha also when you see the people. The Marsha says no, he did see the place. Even though he didn't see the crossing of the Yamsa of that place, but Lamaisa, he saw them in the Midbar, he saw them where they were getting the Mon, and the Be'er, and the Anani Akavah, so he did see the place where the miracle was happening in their passing through the Midbar, so Yisro also saw the Nisim of Klal Yisrael in the place. And therefore, there's no raya from there, like the Bujraham wants to say, that you could also make the bracha on seeing the person. They say it's only a din in the place. According to the Marsha, according to the Sefer Eshkol, you will only make a bracha on seeing the place where the miracle happened. No kasha from Yisro to answer that. Ukeposhta demasnisim, like the simple understanding of the Mishnah that says haroa makom. The Mishnah says when you see the place, so they understand kepashtas. The Abudraham is making a whopping chiddush. Yisro didn't see the place. It must be you could also make the bracha when you see the person. And the Ramah is going like the Abudraham. V'imkein, after Ledina Naktina Kabudraham, you know, Lachal Maisa, we go like the Ramah. The Ramah is going like the Abudraham, so we go with that, we make the bracha on the person. Shekein Kosov Gam Balkafter of Aferach Perak Zayin Ayin Shom, V'chein Kosov Gam Mishinim Kobeses, Achein, Alkoponim Ago, Halo Gam Leditu, Lo Chashiva Ri'as Ha'odom, Me Ri'as Mokom Haneis. You should just know, seeing the person is not as strong as seeing the place of the miracle. So even though we go with the Ramo, who goes with the Bujraham, and we do make a brach on the person, but it's not as chashiv as seeing the location. Kein nira la'anias daiti bar ledina. That's how it seems, Pasha, to me, says the Chavetz Chaim. And that concludes Sif Vav, Emirtz Hashem. The next year we'll go weiter with Sif Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.